Good morning.
I'm Miss Kim.
Londa, I'll let you go first. This time you have a mic.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, golly, that was so nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. This Thursday at the Resource Center in Greeley, we are going to start the preparation of the baby bottles that will be used for the fundraiser in May to June of 2023. Where'd the time go? Anyway,
yes.
This is going to entail just prepping the bottles, cleaning them up, putting new tags on, new ribbons, that kind of thing. Now, we're scheduled to be there from 10 until 2 on Thursday, but, you know, I'm not going to expect you to be there that entire time. Whatever you can give will be very much appreciated. And I guess the Resource Center is going to be providing a light snack for us as well, which is pretty awesome. So this sign-up sheet is going to be on the glass windows that divide the narthex from the office, and you are welcome to sign in. There's also an information sheet right down there that gives you directions, not directions, but the address, and just a reminder as far as the date and the time. I sure hope I can see you there. It's a lot of fun to be part of this program. Thank you.
Thank you. Today is Reformation Sunday, and of course, that's why we have the choir up here. They have a special piece for us today. We are also joined with a trumpet player today. Derek is with us, and we are glad to have him here. And of course, Cheryl's over here manning the organ and helping out with the choir and everything. And so we are here to celebrate the Great Reformation of the Church. We also have a reason to celebrate something else. Kyle. Yes. I caught him off guard. Good. Okay. Kyle was given the Administrator of the Year Award in the Rocky Mountain District at the conference this week. So, Kyle, well deserved, my friend. I wish I could have been there with you, but you didn't want me. I have been sick most of the week. So, anyway. And today what we will do is we have a piano prelude done by, well, it's going to be mother and daughter today. And then we will have the prelude by the organist, and then we'll have a processional. So let us begin our worship. Next Sunday is All Saints Day. If you have somebody you would like us to remember who's passed away in the last year, please get that into the office by Wednesday, because then we print everything after that time. So that will be next Sunday. We also have special music with that service as well. So we begin with our preludes.
Jesus. I understand.
can't push this out. Hold on. Yeah. We rise.
Yeah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead, and by the command of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
We join together now with the speaking of the introit together, and it is a responsive reading. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings and shall not be put to shame.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad.
Come, O children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned.
I will also speak of your testimonies before kings, and shall not be put to shame.
We continue now with the Kyrie. Seated now as we continue with our hymn of praise, all glory be to God on high.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And let us pray. Merciful Lord, in darkness you shine your light and send forth your word, that those who hear may believe and believing may live by your gracious favor. As once you renewed a people lost in error and without the comfort of your gospel, so bring this renewal to our own time, that sin may be forgiven, death overcome, and faith may cling to Christ alone. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Today, we commemorate the Great Reformation and lay claim to this legacy of pure doctrine and the zeal for the proclamation of this gospel that grew out of this movement. We give thanks to God for his gospel, for the doctrine that flows from that gospel, and for Martin Luther, who recalled the church to its truth with such clarity and conviction. In the first reading from Revelation, we hear the message of the church is given to proclaim until Christ comes again. In Romans, Paul gives clear explanation of what it means to be saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of John, we are taught that we are his disciples and free because we abide in his life-giving word. And so we continue now with our first reading from Revelation.
The first reading is from Revelation chapter 14. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord. Epistle comes from Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law of the prophets and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
And in this time, I would invite you to stand, if you are able, as we honor our Holy Gospel for today. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The truth will set you free. And so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." And this is the gospel of the Lord. And you please remain standing as we continue now with our sermon hymn, A Mighty Fortress.
Yeah.
You may be seated. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, your grace you poured out upon your church. You called us as your disciples. You have given to us the greatest gift, that is, the gift of eternal life. Lord, let us reflect on what it means to live in the power of your grace through faith because of the word you have given us. This we ask through Jesus Christ. Amen. It is a tradition that we normally stand for a singing of A Mighty Fortress. Don't know why, but that's what we do. When the Reformation began 505 years ago, it was because Luther nailed 95 theses on a church door in Wittenberg, and I have stood at that door. It's an awesome feeling when you do, realizing what all that means. It was a movement that would shake and impact Christianity from that moment forward. It was not intended to be a movement. It was intended to bring about a debate. The Reformation came about because there was doctrinal darkness and had been for a couple of centuries. The church had lost its bearings. Sola gratia, solo fides, sola scriptura became the rallying cry of the moment. These are the gifts that God made possible through his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. We had lost our clarity on those whole ideas of grace, faith, and being in the Word. We had also lost a true understanding of law and gospel. These are not just Lutheran things. These are about the body of Christ. This is what God had done for his whole world. These gifts are clearly laid out in his word. That's why Luther said, it is only the word that can interpret the word. All the other challenges to the word have no meaning because these are the words that come from God himself. The writers of the New Testament understood that. They lived also in a dark time. But they weren't the first to live in a dark time. You see, the reality is that those dark times have been around us from the beginning. After Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, yes, the world was filled with darkness. Many of the writers of the New Testament were witnesses to Christ. Their involvement with Christ and his ministry and watching his suffering, death, and resurrection had changed their lives. God's grace, love, mercy had become the core of who they were and what they did. When Paul wrote his letter to the Romans for our text of the epistle this morning, it was not only for the Romans but for the church to come. He had a simple focus. There is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is ours in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to receive by faith. This was to show God's righteousness. Because in his divine forbearance, he had passed over our former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that we might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Powerful words from Paul. It is a gift that you and I have. God's grace has been abundantly poured out upon us. We all like to receive gifts. And yet, too often we take the gift of salvation for granted. We get wrapped up in the things of the world. We lose sight of what God has done and is doing for His creation. And then we try to justify ourselves by thinking that my sins are nothing to compare to someone else's. It's always easy to point the finger. And yet, Paul reminds us, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And there is no distinction. When Luther nailed his 95 theses on the church door, his purpose was to begin a discussion within the body of Christ. The church had lost its way. It was offering various ways to heaven, especially buying our way in. The truth of Scripture was that God had already paid the price. He had sent His only Son to redeem the world, to become one with us, took on humanity, suffered, died, and was raised again so that He could overcome the power of sin and death and the devil. His death on the cross was that full payment for our sins, for all of mankind. The sacrifice was complete. And out of the Reformation came those familiar three phases: sola scriptura, sola gratia, and sola fides. The purpose of the Bible, as we read within the very words of the Bible, is to make us wise unto salvation. The Word of God, the sola scriptura, is our anchor for life. It is divided between law and gospel, where the law shows us our sins and the gospel shows us our Savior, or what God has already done for us. So Paul could easily say all have sinned, fall short of the glory of God, because you see, all of us know that is the reality of our lives. And yet we have been redeemed. It's not our own doing. This is the great gift of God's grace. God identifies Himself early on in Scripture. He identifies Himself when He sends Moses to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. And when He asks God, who should I say sent me? He said, I am. And from that time forth, the Jews would not say that word because they knew it referred to God. And here we are with the great I am, who has done it all for us, for you and for me, for all time. The great I am is the one who makes salvation possible. That's the beauty of the anthem this morning. I am forever who I am. We should never forget that in our lives. He's been there from the beginning. He was there at the moment of creation. He was the creator. He is the provider. And He has demonstrated time and time again His love for His creation. This is God's grace at work in your life and mine. You see, it's about what God has done for us. That brings us to the second, the third one. Sola Scriptura, sola gratia, and sola fides. You see, our God has passed over our former sins and will pass over our sins through his cross, death, and resurrection. And that brings us to believe that faith that we ought to have. God's message of salvation is for all men, but especially to those who believe. And Luther highlighted that a number of times. Salvation is for all men. And yet it is through faith that we come to realize what that salvation really means. It is in faith the working of the Holy Spirit, that God is at work in your life and my life. It is God who justifies us. It is God who puts faith within us. In the gospel that was read, we hear these words. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What comforting words for us to hear. You see, our God has done it all. Christ set us free when he came into the world, became one with us, took on human form, suffered, died, and rose. This is God's grace poured out so abundantly upon us. That grace fills the pages of his holy word. And they are all there that you may believe. That you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that believing you may have life in his name. The great I am is for you and for me. His love is unconditional. His grace unlimited. That's the message we can share in our lives each and every day. It is the message we ought to share at every celebration of Reformation, just like we're doing today. You see, it is all about what God has done, the great I am. The great I am loves you, has redeemed you, has called you by name, and he wants you to be his child. It is through faith, by believing, that we have the assurance of eternal salvation. That's why this service is wrapped around the great I am. Because without what God has done for us, we would have nothing to celebrate. But we have a reason to celebrate, because the great I am, the great I am, loves each and every one of us with an everlasting love. Yes, we all fall short of the glory of God, but we have been justified. Let us live in that faith, and that faith alone, in the great I am. Amen. We rise as we join together in the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and to pray with us as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us. God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name may be hallowed by us, and that all the world through the pure and true teachings of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives, graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living whereby your gracious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy.
May your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son. By faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Lord, in your mercy.
Strengthen us by your Spirit, according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we commend all who are upon the hearts of those here assembled. Especially we lift up Larry at the death of his brother, Debbie Rothmeyer, who has been suffering from an illness, and four of the staff in our preschool and even many of us on the staff who have had various viruses. For Levon Bresnahan, the sister of Ron Gamelik, who is suffering from a rapid advance of Alzheimer's. We place them in your care, and we ask your blessing upon them. We also rejoice this day for Kyle Erickson, having been given the Administrator of the Year in our district. We thank you, Lord, for his faithful service to the church, and especially here at Trinity. May your will be done, our Lord, and in your mercy we pray. Hear our prayer.
Grant us daily bread, preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us trust in you to provide for all of our needs. Lord, in your mercy.
Forgive us our sins as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace, and may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy.
We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and to answer us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
As we bring our offerings forward, our gifts to God for ministry here, we join in singing, "Give thanks with a grateful heart." The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is good and right for us at all times and all places to offer you thanks and praise, O Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. For you have kept your word and kept your people in your word, so that the gates of hell shall not prevail, nor your gospel be silenced by error or deceit. Knowing you are as both just and justifier, we join our voices with all the faithful who have gone before us with your church throughout the world, and join the angels and archangels in praising you and singing the glory of your name throughout all eternity. We remember before you the suffering and death of your only Son, who paid our debt to sin with his one, all-sufficient sacrifice on the cross, and rose to raise us from the grip of death of sin to new and everlasting life. Grant that we may come to this holy sacrament of your Son's body and blood with clean hearts, and receive to our benefit with faith the fruits of his redeeming work, and so rejoice in the pledge and promise of eternal life, which is also given and bestowed in this blessed communion of his flesh and blood, just as he has promised. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given and shed for you." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And we are bold to pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
receive the body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May it strengthen and preserve you in the love of your faith with the life of everlasting. Go now in his peace.
We rise for the post-communical canticle.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, our refuge and our strength, you raised up your servant Martin Luther to reform, renew your church in the light of your living word, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Defend and purify the church in our own day, and grant that we may boldly proclaim Christ's faithfulness unto death and his vindicating resurrection, which you made known to those in every age who have renewed your church by recalling us to this eternal gospel. Through Jesus Christ, our Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. Amen. We join in our closing hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns.